Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A representative from Knoxville's sister city, Warrnambool, Australia, would like to invite us to come for a visit down under. Let's go in depth with David Mills, general manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia, and his son, Mac. So, David, welcome to Knoxville.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back here once again.
Well, and you've been coming for how many years?
This is about my 14th visit, I think. First time in 2003, and I missed a couple of years there, but been a lot in succession now.
And what do you think of it?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I sort of nearly think of it as a second home, really. I really enjoy coming here. I enjoy the people. Very welcoming, and obviously being a race fan first and foremost, it's the number one place to be if you're a sprint car fan. So I couldn't think of anywhere else I'd rather be, especially at this time of year.
And what do you do in Australia?
I'm general manager at Premier Speedway Warrnambool, which is we host a qualifying event for the World Challenge. That event's known as the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic. It's been the biggest competitor-based sprint car event in Australia for the last few years, exceeding 100 cars. I think we maxed out at about 124 cars back in 2016. So it's a big event. Last year we had 11 Americans come out and compete. Despite all that, we had a local guy win, so it shows that our level of competition is quite strong back home in Australia as well.
And you're a kind of ambassador too, because Warrnambool is our sister city.
Yeah, and exactly. I've been assigned with the duties this year. We've got another gentleman here with us this trip, Rob Askew, who is a former city councillor at the Warrnambool City Council. And basically, I've been acting as the conduit between Knoxville and Warrnambool for a couple of years now to truly try and formalise the sister city agreement that's initially in place. And we've had some very productive meetings this week with the mayor, Brian Hatch, and also the city manager, Aaron Adams, which we thought were very productive with a view to trying to really formalise this agreement between the two cities.
And what would happen as a result of that? I'm presuming some tourism?
Yeah, we'd be basing it largely around tourism and also sport. Obviously, Knoxville attracts a lot of Australians. We believe somewhere around about 2,000 Australians every year come for this event alone. So it's a lot of people. It's a big influx of tourists to the region. And in our discussions with Brian, we said we believe the region's got so much to offer as well as just the racing here. And likewise, back to Australia. Obviously, we've got some big events in January when the weather's not so great here. You can come out to our summer and see things like the Great Ocean Road. We've got some national parks, wildlife, all those types of things that the Americans crave to see when they come to Australia, right on our doorstep. And plus the fact we've got our biggest race at that time of year would be a great attraction for American tourists.
And what date in January is the big race?
Next year, 2019, we're January 18, 19 and 20. So it's just after the new year, and it's basically in our month of money. There's some big events right around the country. We commence with our World of Outlaws version, if you will, the World Series Sprint Cars, which runs from Boxing Night, which is December 26, right through January. The Queensland Open in Brisbane, the Scott Darley race in Sydney, the President's Cup at Avalon Raceway, which is just down the road from us, and then at also the King's Challenge the night before our Classic. So you could come to Australia and package in a considerable amount of race nights and certainly enjoy what Australia has to offer as well. For any of those American race fans that do want to come out to Warrnambool for the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic or any of the big events in Australia come January, now's a great time to be looking at your airfares and that type of thing. One little trick we can give is probably to try and book through an Australian travel agent, because the conversion rate's so good for the Americans at the moment. That's a bit of a good way of doing it, and maybe save a few dollars and make it a bit more achievable, especially for the families that want to come out. And ticket sales, I know a lot of the major events, the Australian Sprint Car Championship at Archerfield Speedway, their tickets are on sale now, so you just look up Archerfield Speedway, Google that, go to their online ticket database and grab your tickets. And tickets for the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic go on sale in October, around about the 22nd of October, and they do tend to sell pretty quickly, much the same as the Knoxville National tickets here. So anyone that's interested, certainly jump online or check out our website, premierspeedway.com.au. We've got to have that .au on the end, being Australia, and certainly contact us via email by any of the addresses that are on that website. Site and we'll happily hook you up.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with David Mills, general manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia, and his son, Mac.
Is that like 5-10 nights of racing?
Yeah, you could be here. You could be in Australia. You'd be doing a little bit of travel, maybe jumping into a couple other states if you wanted to go to Brisbane and also Sydney. But you could be there for a two to three week chunk and see maybe 10 nights of racing quite comfortably. So it's pretty productive as far as that's concerned, and also gives you the opportunity to see some of the landmarks and cities that we do have in Australia as well.
I want to see all that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, the thing with our cities is they're all different, but they're all beautiful. And I think Melbourne is largely regarded as the most inland sea, inland major city that we've got. And really, it's right on the bay as well. So everything's surrounded by the coastline with our major cities. You go inland a long way and you may not see a lot, but certainly on the coastline, there's some beautiful sights as well. And we're also trying to establish some educational relationships with the sister city as well, which I think would be very exciting.
You know, it's absolutely miserable that time of year here.
Yeah, I believe so. And talking with a lot of especially the Iowa-based drivers that do come out and race with us, they're very, very keen to get out to Australia at that time of year and enjoy our summer. It's much the same as the weather we're enjoying here today. So certainly, it's a great opportunity to escape the cold and get a second summer.
Well, and it sounds like there's an opportunity. Let's say that not everybody in the family is the big time race fan. It sounds like there's lots of other opportunities for that person with respect to other tourism activities.
Oh, that is for sure. There is no doubt about that. You can race by night and certainly see a lot during the day. Warrnambool's a coastal-based city as well, around about 35,000 people. Right on the beach, great surf beaches, certainly totally different to anything we see here in central Iowa. But 3 hours from Victoria's major capital city, Melbourne, which is the sports capital of the world, essentially, with the Australian rules football, cricket, the Australian Open tennis in January as well. Many, many tourist attractions as well that you'd see in all the major cities here in the United States. So certainly a fantastic place to visit in our January.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Mills, general manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia, and his son, Mac. And you were saying something about the possible educational opportunities. What are you thinking?
Yeah, we just did a little bit of brainstorming with Brian during the week, and also Aaron with the city council meeting that we had. And we think that aside from the sport and tourism links that we obviously have a strong hold with here between Knoxville and Warrnambool, it'd be a great opportunity to maybe create an exchange student program, maybe high school students, even maybe tapping into that little bit of a sporting link. I'm not sure. I might be speaking a little bit out of school here, because there'll be some greater minds than mine put their heads together and come up with an eventual result. But along the lines of some high school students, maybe even teachers from here in Knoxville, Iowa, with the opportunity to go to Australia for a period of time, continue with their education while an Australian student or potentially a teacher from Australia comes over here to Knoxville, Iowa, and exchanges within the school programs to learn about each other's cultures. And despite being remarkably similar, there are differences. So I think it'd be a great thing if we can establish something like that as a long-term project and really formalise this agreement between Knoxville and Warrnambool.
Well, we have the shared cultural history and tradition, you know, being colonies.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And even to bring it in a little finer, the relationship between Knoxville Raceway and Premier Speedway, it's eerily similar. Obviously, you've got the Fair Board here running Knoxville Raceway. My employer is a board of management as well at Warrnambool, formerly a racetrack here at Knoxville. Our original home for Premier Speedway was at the Warrnambool horse racing track as well. Knoxville Stage is the biggest event in America. Warrnambool Stage is the biggest event in Australia. And it's just, Terry McCall says it quite often. He says the Premier Speedway's biggest event, the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic, is Knoxville 15 years ago. That's the way he sees it. He says it's great fun, big car counts, great racing, great people. And I think that's a feather in our cap. And certainly we aspire to be as good as we can. And to chase the tail of Knoxville is, I think, what the whole sprint car industry is doing.
perhaps it's my imagination, but it seems like attendance is up. I see a lot more people around town, or I don't know, is that your impression this year?
Yeah, it seems to be. And one thing I've noticed, I'm fortunate enough, I generally come out, we were here for the All-Star race a couple of Saturday nights ago, and it seemed to be very well attended. And I think maybe the attraction of maybe the likes of a Kyle Larson or a Casey Kane and Tony Stewart being around the place a little bit more, and some of the real up-and-coming talent, the wave of support for Carson Macedo this past week, obviously driving for Bobby Johnson and Phil and the team with the 41 car, has been amazing. And then last night he jumps in Tony Stewart's 14 at Oskaloosa and schools the field as well. So I think we're in for a really strong Nationals this year. I think the crowds will be remarkable. Just overnight, it seems to have swollen again. Like getting up this morning and walking up the street, you just notice that there's a lot more campers in town. And I think the Fair Board and Kendra and everyone associated here at Knoxville Raceway, and obviously you guys here, or the guys here at the Hall of Fame, and with the Brian Clawson Suites now open, it's become just the place to be. And I think most sprint car fans, if they're not here, they're tuning in. And I'm really excited for the next 4 nights. I think it'll be a big event.
Now, I was almost going to ask you a question about promotions and how to get people into the seats, but it's not promotions. You hit on it. It's the great racing. That's what's needed.
I think so. I think you can do a lot of things. You can have as many attractions or sideshows, if you will, during the day, which Knoxville do very, very well. And we try to emulate a little bit back home. But the key product is that racetrack and what you produce. Probably come feature time Saturday night is the key ingredient. If you get that right, it's much the same as our racing at home. And our race fans say it quite often to me, if you put on a good feature race, they'll be back. And I think we've seen that in recent times. As much as people probably may not want to see Donnie Schatz win, we're coming to see the best of the best. He is one of the all-time greats, if not the greatest. And to see him ply his craft against all the best challenges in the world in sprint car racing, they're all here this week. He gets to race them, and if he stands atop the podium again Saturday night, he again proves that he is the best. But no doubt there'll be 100 other drivers all trying to knock him off that perch, and I think that's the thing that lures us as fans and competitive people to come along and see basically these gladiators go to work. And it's a very exciting time.
Well, and Mac, are you enjoying yourself this year?
Yeah, it's been a really fun time getting to watch all the racing and stuff, so yeah.
What's fun about it for you?
Well, I guess with sprint car racing, just getting to meet drivers like Brad Sweet and all that, getting to talk to them is just like, that's just really cool. And yeah, it's like nearly a highlight, like that you're something that you'll remember.
Do you have a favorite driver?
Yeah, Kyle Larson.
Yeah, why?
Because he's just a gun, and like, he's so good in any car he drives, so yeah.
Do you want to be a driver someday?
I'd like to be, but not sure if I will. Might go with other sports and that too, so yeah.
Well, we're sitting here at the Hall of Fame and Museum, and we're looking out on the track. Can you imagine yourself on that track someday?
I'd like to. I feel like it would be cool if I could. Yeah. And yeah, so.
And you're looking at it for me. You've got big dreams, don't you?
Yeah, I'd really like to, but yeah.
Thanks to David and Mac Mills for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.